So now that my job is full-time, kind of doing all of this social media stuff, I can't imagine having to go even one day without my phone, because then I couldn't work. Oh my gosh, that would just be a nightmare. So the idea of it falling and breaking is actually quite terrifying. And after looking at all of those crazy, thick, hardcore protective cases out there, I just felt like in order to keep my phone safe, I had to sacrifice style. But that is not the case with Casetify. Casetify lets you have the best of both worlds, because they have military grade protection and a stylish phone case you'll actually want to show off. This is what I have on my phone right now, you guys. I have one with like a little bit of glitter, but it's also personalized. It has a little BM on it. It's super cute. There's no need for a bulky phone case that turns your phone into an ugly brick, because Casetify cases are sleek and chic, and it literally goes with your actual phone. It just feels like my phone. They have thousands of designs to choose from. They do really cool collaborations with artists and designers, with people like Sarah Jessica Parker. They also have like Pokemon and the Rolling Stones. But my favorite is personalizing it myself. You can choose your favorite colors and text. I like doing like my initials or just my name on the back. It's super fun to play around with. And of course, they really do protect your phone. You guys, Casetify cases will keep your phone safe through drops of more than 6 feet. This is tested by me personally. Celebrities like Kylie Jenner and Gigi Hadid are obsessed, and this is a case that you'll want to show off on your Insta feed. I know I already have. So you guys have to check out Casetify. You're always asking for our code, and here you have it. Go to casetify.com/galsonthego today to get 20% off your new favorite phone case. That's casetify.com/galsonthego for 20% off your Casetify purchase. Hey guys, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Gals on the Go. This is Brooke doing a solo episode today. Well, actually not so solo. So in this episode, I have my best friend from college / best friend of life, Mariah, on the podcast. However, there is no Danielle today, so we are missing her. But last week, actually, Danielle and Delaney, her current roommate, did a fantastic episode. And Mariah was in town, I guess, a week ago now, and we recorded our episode. And I just absolutely love the way that it turned out. I'm super excited to share it with you guys today. We just did a general life catch up. A lot of you guys had questions on where she's at in her life. And she's actually doing a bonus semester. Is that what we want to call it? So she's still at the University of Georgia, which is where we met, and finishing up school and kind of applying to jobs and stuff. And I think it's fun to get a little life update on my friends. And she's been like an integral part of my social media. Like, she's been very present on my social media. So I feel like a lot of you guys know her. People like go up to her at school. It's super cute. And we'll be like, hey, I know you, Mariah. And she absolutely loves it. It's super fun. So anyways, this is Brooke. Doing a solo little intro here. Hope you guys are having a great Wednesday so far. Wednesdays are getting harder for me. I really am a big fan of Mondays, because I'm like, let's get it. Start of the week. It's exciting because the emails start flowing in. And now that I work for myself, I can kind of get my Mondays going at my own pace. So if I'm a little bit slower moving on a Monday, that's totally fine. But Wednesday is when it starts to get hard, because, you know, you realize you have a few more days until the weekend. But that's why I like how our episodes go up on Wednesday. Hump day. We are pushing through. I start off my morning by going to, my life has changed. Who is this girl? I start off my day by going to SoulCycle at 7 a.m. I've been hitting that 7 a.m. class, and it's been really good because it gets my day moving. I wake up at 6. I have like 30 minutes to kind of get ready. It's not like I'm like putting on makeup or anything. It's just kind of like getting ready, getting out the door. And then I drive over there, and parking is free because it is before the meter hours even start. So I absolutely love it. I've been actually really on the morning workout grind, just because it's nice to like get it over with and then have your day kind of ahead of you, versus if you have like a 3 o'clock workout or an evening workout, you're kind of spending your whole day in preparation for that. So try a morning workout. It's hard though, because then you get that midday slump and you do get tired. At least that's what I've found. But SoulCycle has really been keeping me going. Who would have thought, you know, a year ago I was on this podcast like, I don't like SoulCycle, like not my vibe. But I think everything's worth trying twice. So that was my problem, is that I tried it once. I was like, oh, I didn't really love that. Try it again, you know? And I feel like that's just like a testament to trying new things and like figuring out what works for you. But with that being said, let's hop into the highlights and lowlights of my week so far.
Highlights and lowlights.
So a low light, it's going to be very evident in this episode, and it's been evident in my vlogs. If you guys keep up with my YouTube channel, it's been harder for me recently realizing, just the distance thing with friends. I say it in a lot of episodes. I do have friends here. I definitely have like a great group of friends, but there's something different about college friends or friends from home, friends that have known me for more than just a few months of my life. So I've been definitely struggling in that regard, like missing my friends from college a lot. And I've been doing the FaceTime thing, and obviously Mariah was just here, but I think it's just been hitting harder recently for me. Like, wow, I'm never going to live in the same city as them again, because I'm probably not going to be leaving the Northeast anytime soon, and a lot of them don't want to come up here, which I totally understand, because, you know, they were born and bred, most of them, Georgia, suburbs of Atlanta. So a lot of them ended up in Charlotte or Atlanta, or my other best friend Maddie is in Augusta, so they're kind of spread apart over there. And yeah, we do FaceTime and we keep up, and Danielle and Delaney actually talked about this, that it is easy to keep up with a friendship over FaceTime because you don't really need like that physical aspect of it, of course, because it's a friendship, it's not a relationship, but it still is challenging. And I feel like I only hit them up when I have to like complain about my problems, or like I just want to vent and stuff. But I miss like just sitting on the couch with them and just literally like talking about our day, talking about what's going on in our lives, and not it being like major catch-ups at every point. Even though I do text them and stuff, it's hard. If you guys are post-grad and you're spread out from some of your besties from college, I think you definitely sympathize with this message. It's been pretty difficult for me, but we're gonna push through. And I've just been trying to put that time and energy into making new friendships and, you know, managing my relationships here, because I realize that everything is an investment of time, and if I just invest that time in people here, then maybe I will, you know, create, of course it's not going to replace, but like similar relationships here. And I've just been trying to meet new people, really put myself out there, because I made a lot of friends from work, and I still am of course friends with all those people from work. And then I have friends from social media, but I don't really have anything else. So if you're in Boston and you want to hang, hit me up. I'm seriously so down. We can go and do things. Even if you are busy during the day, maybe we could do something at night. I don't know. I'm just trying to meet new people. Because I've also been having like a bunch of these revelations lately where I'm throwing this out there. I don't know where my life is going to be even 6 months from now. So my lease is up for this place in June. And I was like, oh, I'll probably go back to New York. But now I'm thinking I might not go back to New York, because I'm just starting to finally feel at home here and like comfortable in Boston. And I really like it here. And like, I'm kind of getting in my groove and like finding my people and finding my zen. And I fall more and more in love with this city as I continue to move on. So I'm thinking I might not leave. I might like leave physically this apartment, but like I might not leave the city. I don't know yet. This is all still up in the air, but who knows? Oh my gosh, my life is like a big whirlwind, but it's so exciting. And I'm so thankful that like it is this way, because like I have felt more stimulated in the past like month and a half, 2 months that I've quit my job like ever. I'm truly living. I will say that. And my highlight, so I'm recording this pretty far in advance, but when we are listening to this now, I had just gotten back from Miami. I did a little quick trip with my friend Steven, who we met at work, and he is just the best, so fun. And I was like, if anybody wants to travel, hit me up. And he was like, you know, I've never been to Miami. And we honestly did some research, found some cheap flights. And my hack to cheap flights is you have to travel, well, definitely use Google Flights, because it compares across all airlines. So you like literally just type into Google Flights, and then it compares prices of airlines. I like to travel Delta. However, for this case, like Delta was just stupid expensive. So we're flying American, which is fine. Like, you just have to learn to be flexible, and flexible with your timing too. Like, we're leaving Saturday afternoon and we come back like Tuesday evening. So he has to miss a little bit of work, but it's worth it because the flights were rather inexpensive, I will say. And just a little weekend getaway. He's originally from the West Coast, so that will be a change of pace for him. He's never been to Miami. I love Florida in general, and I actually am traveling with my family coming up. I'm so lucky. Like, we do Thanksgiving every year. We travel for it, and we're going to Aruba, which I'm pumped for. I'm normally not a huge like tropical gal, which we'll get into a little bit why, but I am really excited for these trips coming up, just to get some sunshine. It's starting to get a little cold here, and we're staying in a really cool hotel. And it's always fun to travel with people that you haven't traveled with before, because I feel like you learn so much about them, and like you really bond. you go through stuff. So I'm excited for Miami. I'm also just high on just general like life. Life is just really good. I'm very thankful across a lot of categories in my life, you know, work, personal, family, like everything's just going really, really well. And I just want to express my gratitude for that and put that out into the universe, because I do believe in that. And I do believe that when you express your gratitude for things, you know, you attract more abundance in those areas. So if you're like, wow, I'm so thankful for this like unique opportunity with work, or for me, it's like social media. Like I'm getting some sick opportunities lately and I'm just like so incredibly humbled and thankful. And I'm thinking back to like younger me and what would she think? She'd be so proud. And then I just feel like it brings in more abundance, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be financial in like the work area, but just in friendships and stuff. I'll be like, I'm so thankful for these friendships. And then, you know, I attract some new ones in, or those friendships like strengthen. So I definitely believe in the practice of gratitude. And I haven't even been, I go through phases with journaling where I'm like really good about like writing out what I'm thankful for. And I haven't even been really good about it, but I've just been thinking it and like outwardly expressing it when I talk to friends and family. And I think that's part of the reason. So feeling really, really thankful. And oh, I wanted to give a quick plug before we go any further. Shout out to our merch. I have been repping the merch all the time, and I'm definitely bringing it with me to Miami. We have the Don't Text hoodie, which is, I know, a fan fave. We have our new hat. But also, I have been meeting so many of you guys that are repping the stickers on your stuff, which is just so cute. I love seeing you guys out and about with the stickers. I have it on my laptop right now. I have some notes on my laptop, and I have the Gal and the Ghost sticker here. We also have one that has like our cover art from our podcast, which if you want to stick it on like a notebook or something, super fun. And to check out our merch, you can go to shop.podcastone.com/gals and check it out. We have some really cool stuff, and we're working on some really, really, really dope stuff for the holiday season. So I'm really excited about that. And also follow at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram. I know I'm giving a lot of plugs right now, but it is a great time. We work with Emma, our graphic designer, and she kills it. It's very like, it's not what you would think of when you think of like a podcast Instagram, I feel like, because we do post a lot of motivational quotes and cool templates and phone backgrounds. And it's a lot of like free content for you guys, which I feel like provides value. It's not just like overwhelming content of like new episode, buy our merch. It's like actually cool stuff, like an Instagram account that I genuinely would want to follow. Good stuff. So moving kind of ahead, we'll hop into the current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So I just kind of said it. It's been starting. I'm looking ahead right now on my TV screen. I'm pulling a Danielle Carolyn right here. I'm really becoming her. I've been listening to jazz. Who is this girl? Danielle and I influence each other in a lot of different ways. Like I'll buy something cool and tell her about it. And I guess we're just both influencers, but actually we influence each other. So right now I just pulled up on YouTube Yule Log. It's Yule Log. And I just do the one with no music, and I just do the one with no music, and it just plays like a crackling fire. I put it on mute, but I'm just looking. It's very therapeutic to just look at. And I just have like the 8-hour loop one. I don't know. I just really like that. It's a vibe, right, Danielle? But actually, it's a really like relaxing vibe on my TV right now. Or you could have it. I know people who have multiple screens at like my job used to put that on one of them because it's just like very relaxing to look at. So highly recommend that, number one, even if you don't use the audio of it, it's really good. That's not even my current favorite, but I was just saying that I'm getting into this wintry vibe and I've been really into warm drinks. I've been making warm tea at home. I just like green tea, or I'll do like I like the Trader Joe's detox tea just because I like the taste of it. But my favorite has been getting, specifically I get it from Whole Foods, but I'll get it no matter really where I'm getting coffee. I've gotten it at other coffee shops too. And it's just an almond milk cappuccino. Really good, really yummy. In my opinion, if I get like a medium size of it, it has like the perfect amount of like espresso shots. I'm not like jittery, but also the almond milk, when it's frothed, it gets like really smooth and like yummy tasting. And it's just perfect. A little cinnamon on top if that's your vibe, but I do really like it. You can make them at home really easily too if you have an espresso. I'm gonna try to start doing more drinks at home. I know you guys get on me, especially after that what I spend in a week. I am gonna start, I promise, because it's super easy, but they just taste so yummy. It's fall in a cup and I've been into hot drinks. The only problem with hot drinks is that you have about 10 minutes to drink them when they're at the perfect temperature. Otherwise, you have to microwave, which isn't, or rewarm it up, I guess, which isn't that big of a deal. Like, I just rewarmed mine up from this morning because I drank about half of it, and then I, like, stuck in the microwave for 30 seconds and drank the other half. Versus iced coffees or iced drinks in general, I feel like the ice melts and you could still kind of drink it until it gets, like, to the very end, because then it's, like, really watered down and, like, really gross. But I think you guys know what I'm talking about. A nice hot drink. Ooh, I love it. I also have an electric kettle, so I use that for my tea, which it heats up the water in like 2 minutes. It's so nice, and it keeps the water warm. Oh my God, I love it. We are so excited to be welcoming Society 6 as a partner of the show. Danielle and I are both huge fans of Society 6 and have worked with them both on our YouTube channels. So we are so excited. If you guys are looking for a thoughtful, unique gift this holiday season, you need to check out Society 6. They have the coolest stuff because they actually have a community of over 350,000 independent artists from all around the world. You guys will find everything from wall art and furniture to home decor and lifestyle accessories. Every Society 6 purchase, you guys, pays an artist. So whoever's designing it, the money is going directly to them. So you can empower creativity across the world by allowing artists to keep doing what they love. There's literally millions of designs to choose from, so you'll be sure to find something you love. I'm so excited. I know they're sending us something for the holidays. I'm getting really excited for it. And Society 6 is actually great because, like, when I think of, like, my brother, who's someone who's incredibly difficult to buy a gift for, I've actually gotten him a gift on Society 6 before. I got him a poster and he has it in his room and he absolutely loves it. I also have a framed piece of artwork in my room right now. It's a map and it is adorable and it's been traveling with me throughout all of the years of my life from junior year of college to now. I bring it with me to every place I move to, and that is also from Society 6. It's actually great. And you can actually give thoughtful and unique gifts this holiday season, like what we said. These are custom gifts that not everybody's going to have, which is cool. And you could really make things unique to the person. And I feel like everybody likes, like, a personalized gift and being like, yeah, this person really thought about me. You can also get 30% off and free shipping when you use our code GALSONTHEGO at s6.co/galsonthego. That's s6.co/galsonthego and use the promo code GALSONTHEGO. Society 6, design your everyday with art you love. Oh, something about warm drinks as soon as it starts to get chillier. It's actually not even that cold right now. Let's see what it is. I think it's 52. Okay, that's kind of chilly. But, like, I would go out with, like, a light jacket or even just, like, a sweatshirt on and long pants. I think we're past, like, the dresses and skirts. We have to wear, you know, long pants. But I haven't even been really wearing cute clothes because, like, that's the thing also. Like, when now I'm back into, like, this active lifestyle. So I, like, live in athleisure and then I, like, will get ready and, like, film a video or something. But then I just take off my makeup and, like, the day's over. Unless it's, like, a weekend, because then obviously I'm getting ready to, like, hang out with friends and, like, actually be out in the world doing things. So that's my thing. All right. Now, current goal.
Goals.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
We are getting a little personal with this one. So I mentioned that I'm traveling a lot. I've expressed this on the podcast before, but if you're a new listener, you probably wouldn't know. So with traveling to tropical places comes, for me, it's the dreaded bathing suit season. And I say that because I haven't felt confident in a bathing suit basically ever. Even when I was, like, a string bean in high school and, like, didn't have an ounce of fat on my body, I have always been, like, weird about just, like, bathing suits in general and, like, I don't know, because I feel like so much of my body's exposed. So, like, I love traveling and I love going to, like, really cool, warm places that I'm so thankful that I get to, but it really does bring, like, a lot of, like, stress on me, and I hate being, like, in a bathing suit all day and whatever. And I have been trying to work out. It's just, even not because I'm trying to, like, tone up quick or whatever, because it makes me feel better and sweating makes me feel better. So my goal is to just feel good about myself and feel body confident and be able to, like, look in the mirror and be like, damn, I look good, versus, like, oh, I wish I didn't have, you know, cellulite here, or I wish I wasn't so big, or whatever, like, negative thoughts infiltrate my head, because that's natural. And I think a lot of girls go through that in terms of, like, you know, playing, like, the mind games with yourself. But I think that that's going to be my goal. And it's not, I guess it's not really measurable. But if you guys follow me on Instagram, you could see, I guess, if I posted any bikini pictures. I probably didn't. That's not really my vibe. But, like, maybe, like, a nighttime outfit pic or something like that. Who knows? I'm staying at a gorgeous, gorgeous hotel. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm just going to focus on me and like doing me. And it's so crazy because it's like I am like so critical of myself. But then other people, I feel like, will look at pictures and be like, damn, you look so good right now, girl. Like, keep killing it. And it's just like pressure that we apply on ourselves. So I think that's really important to keep in mind when you deal with body image issues or something like that. It's something that I definitely deal with. So you're not alone if you guys deal with that stuff too, even though it's not healthy. So I'm not trying to like trigger anyone or make you think in a certain way. It's just, I'm just walking you through my thought process, and it sucks because it's always been that way. And my family always goes away for Thanksgiving. This is a new thing we started ever since I went to college because my brother has off of school too. And he doesn't do sports in the fall. So it just is like a really easy time so that we don't really miss a lot. I would have off from college back in the day, and it was just like a really convenient time for us all to travel, I guess. And we always went to tropical places, and that was always a stress of mine, was like the whole like bathing suit of it all. Isn't that so weird? I need to just like get over it. What's my problem? So anyways, today I have my best friend from college, best friend of life, like I said, Mariah, on the podcast. She is the best, such a positive light in my life. Honestly, I feel like we could laugh about anything, but she also gives me like really good humbling advice too. She tells me the stuff that I don't want to hear. She's one of those friends where if I'm like, oh, is this text weird to send? Or like, oh, should I do this or that? Like, she will tell me like a genuine answer and not like beat around the bush, which is something that I really appreciate. And she's a Leo, and I love a good Leo. So she's the best. You can follow her on Instagram at mhorror32 if you want to check her out and get a visual for what she looks like and see some of our Halloween pictures. It was a lot of fun. We did some basic costumes, but you'll hear more about that in the episode. And without further ado, hope you guys enjoy. Hey guys, what is up? Today we have a very special guest on Gals on the Go. This is my best friend. I say like best friend from college, but it's like, it's not from college. You know what I mean? It's not. Because I say them, people are like, oh, that's sweet. Like, you were friends in school. But this is Mariah.
Hi.
Mariah's been on the show before. We did an episode. Actually, I really like that episode. It's a few months back. It was you, me, and Maddie, our other best friend from college. Oh my God, I hate saying that.
Best friend.
Best friend. I just say from college now because I'm like up here. And
then it shows like a time period that we were friends.
Yeah. Because then they're like, oh, you've been friends since childhood. It's like, no, we lived on opposite sides of the country. Like, we are not. So with that said, if people don't know you, if they didn't listen to the episode, do you want to like give a little background, like where you're from? What's
my,
the tea?
Elevator pitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have it down?
I usually, nowadays, I'm like, hi, like I'm Mariah Horton. I am a fifth-year marketing major at the University of Georgia. I'm from Carrollton, Georgia, so on the west side of the state. And I'm visiting Boston for the very first time. It has been quite an experience.
This is on, I feel like it's Monday, but this is Sunday. We're recording this.
It's day four.
She's been here since Thursday. I took it out of her this weekend, I think.
Yeah. Last night, I didn't even want to go out. I was like, let's just go home.
Yeah, Mariah was like, let's go home, please. I don't want to go out either, though. Okay, anyways, keep going.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, but so you're about to graduate in December.
Yep.
From college. So Mariah and I went to school together. We were in the same hall freshman year, mm-hmm. same sorority. So we became friends very quickly.
That's a common question I've been asked this weekend. How did you guys meet?
Did you say...
And I'm like, she's on my hall. And then other people pipe in and they're like, and they were in the same sorority.
Yeah.
I guess that's a key fact.
Yeah, it is a key fact. Aww. So yeah, Mariah's been visiting me this weekend. We had a fun, I guess we could do like a little weekend recap. We had a fun weekend.
Yeah.
So Thursday was actually Halloween. Mariah landed at like 4:30, but by the time I got here, it was like 5. I got stuck in a little traffic.
My flight was delayed.
Yeah, and by the time you got your bag and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then we came here. The thing is, we didn't really get to see a lot of the city. Like, it was a lot of,
I saw the most of the city last night.
And it was, like, nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to, she came here, and then we were, like, gonna go to, like, just dinner and drinks, and then we found out that other people were, like, going out to, like, some bars for Halloween, and we were like, oh, damn, like, should we do that? So we did. Good thing I got us, like, cat ears last minute. That was very last minute.
I know.
It was a good little...
Because it would have been weird if we didn't dress up on actual Halloween.
Yeah. But we wanted to save our good costumes for the next night, so...
Yeah.
So we went out to this bar called the Coppersmith, and then it got broken down.
Oh my gosh. Not broken down. The fire marshal came. Yeah. Broken down.
We saw this guy in like a firefighter costume. Well, we thought it was a costume.
Yeah. And we were like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. And then it was a real firefighter.
It was a real firefighter. No costume. Yeah.
That's what Halloween's scary.
It is.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even like, I didn't even think it was like that, like realistic of a costume. I was just like, oh, he's like a fireman. Like it was.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And then everybody left, and then we went out to some bars in Southie, and then Friday morning we went to Trader Joe's and Starbucks and got stuff together because I had a gathering, a party.
She had a Halloween party.
Yeah.
And we made a very cool cheese board. Friday. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yet. I saved it to my highlights on Instagram at Brooke Maggio if you want to.
One second nobody was eating it, and the next second it was completely
gone. Because it's always awkward at first. I feel like at parties, like the food situation, because it's like you want to eat it, but you don't want to be that one to like. So you tell your friends, like, "Yo, can we go over there together?" You know what I'm saying?
You would tell your friends that.
No, well, I guess, but I feel like everybody kind of felt that way too, because everyone's like in the living room, and like no one really migrated over there yet.
And then if you eat too much, you're like, "Wow, I just ate all of that. I feel bad."
Yeah, we were like restocking it and stuff. It was a really cute spread. We used a little cutout and did a little brie. People were like, people busted that open. Did you notice that? It was so cute.
Gone.
I know.
We did a ghost brie cutout and somebody ate the entire thing.
I think that would actually be fun to do for like other holidays and
Christmas.
Stuff. Yeah, for Christmas with a tree or something.
That might be my contribution to Thanksgiving this year.
Ooh.
Because usually we do like an olive plate, but.
You do. What kind of
my
family's olives?
Like loves olives and pickles.
Like all different kinds of olives?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we do, like, little pickles. That's our, me and my sisters just sit at the counter and eat all that.
That's fun. I like appy food like that, like cheese plates and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to Aruba again. We never do traditional Thanksgiving, though.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fun, though. That's when we travel. I feel like you travel with your family, like, in the summer. When did you guys go hiking?
We all go in the summer.
Yeah.
And we try to go in, like, skiing, but that sometimes doesn't happen.
Yeah. Sal has like lacrosse and stuff, so.
Yeah. Now Kofri doesn't play sports.
Yeah.
My little brother is a freshman at the University of Georgia, and so it's super fun.
If you see him around, say hi. Stop him, be like, I know your sister.
Yeah, look him up. He's a cutie.
Yeah. So I guess that's really like a background on us and like, oh, and then what did we do yesterday? Oh, we watched the Georgia game at the Georgia alumni bar. Yeah. Go Dogs. That was fun.
That was a big game.
Big game. Georgia, Florida and
Florida.
I say my A O's like A's sometimes.
Bananas.
Yeah. Florida.
Florida. Dada.
Everybody in the North says Florida though. Like that's a common.
I mean, you live in Boston.
Yeah. Oh my god, the accents. That one guy that was screaming at the bar.
Oh my gosh. And then I went up to the bar and somebody was like, "You're from the South, aren't you?" And I was like, "How did you know that?"
Did you feel that out of place though?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Because I feel like everyone that we hang out with is from all over the place too. Like, it's not just people that are from Boston.
But I feel like I have more of a twang in my voice than like the kids from Florida. You know?
Yeah, because they're from, like, Tampa or, like, yeah.
Like that'd be like if Danielle had a Southern accent.
Yeah, which she doesn't.
No,
so
at all.
Not at all. So it was a fun weekend. I'm sad to see her go. It's sad because it's, like, I just said to Mariah yesterday, I was, like, I hate that the rest of our life is going to be just, like, trips to each other, but
I know.
I don't want to think about it.
I miss living with you.
I know. It's sad.
I could actually tear up.
Stop! Oh my god. Stop. No, it is sad, but we'll figure it out. And like, I was watching back those old videos. We did like videos on my YouTube channel before we graduated. Like, I guess it was like a year ago, basically today. We did like a HelloFresh video with Maddie.
Oh, shoot.
And you were like, well, we'll plan trips to see each other. I'm like, we are. And we do.
We didn't talk about it for so long though.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about post-grad at all. Because it was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and people didn't really know, like, where they were going and stuff. So I guess, like, with that said, do you want to, like, give an update on, like, I hate to, like, put the pressure on. It's not even pressure. It's all good.
Like, put me on the spot.
Yeah.
I have no idea where I'm going to be in a few months, honestly, because I graduate in December. It's now November.
Yeah.
But I have 2 job offers currently, and I'm still interviewing for other companies, so I have options. The future is very bright. I'm excited.
That is exciting.
Mm-hmm. And Yeah.
What are you going into? Do you want to like say?
I'm going into, well, I've defined it now. In the field, sales is what I want to do. Because I realize I don't necessarily want to be in an office all day. I'd rather be in the field working. And I enjoy sales and I enjoy making relationships and talking to people.
That's a great answer if you need. If you're doing sales and like people are like, why sales? I'm like, oh, I want to like build relationships and like
I enjoy meet talking people. To people.
Yeah, new people.
Outgoing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Definitely.
Which I think is different than like what I did in my sales job because it was true like desk work. It was, you know, reaching out to clients and stuff, but like all via computer, via social media, phone calls versus yours, I feel like is like
in person.
In person, yeah.
And communication when you have to. Like via email.
And actually like you don't just like do the intro and then like kind of step back from the process, like you're involved in the process.
Yeah. Like one of the jobs I actually just got an offer for. I would be like making like friendships with the store managers and whatnot. So, and you know, it would just be very relationship based.
And I think that's more like your speed than like.
Definitely.
But you said it, it's a good thing. You feel like it's a good thing because you get to see what all of our friends are doing and like who likes it and like what they're like. You hear horror stories of people that it's like they fought so hard. Like I'm thinking of this one particular person who I know she fought so hard to get this job. Mm-hmm. And then now you know who I'm talking about too, I think. And then now she like hates it or not, doesn't hate it. I guess it's the wrong word.
Just complains about it a lot. It's a lot. You'll realize like, I mean, I'm going to realize in a few months, you take a job, you're so excited, and then you realize how much actual hard work it takes to succeed in this job. I mean, I'm expecting it because I've seen all my friends do it. If you're a fifth year out there and you're interviewing for jobs, play it as you've seen your friends, you've lived through them, and now you know what you want to do because of that. And people say it's a great selling point in an interview.
Yeah, that's good. Do you feel like UGA, like, well-prepared you?
Oh my gosh. I feel like the business school is the best thing I could have ever done for myself. Terry, really. It prepares you so much. Your teachers like help you out. Like, I'm thinking of one sales professor I have and he is the actual bomb. I love him so much. I tell him about stuff. I go to his office hours like once a week.
I feel like it's all what you make of it though. Cause like I'm thinking of like our capstone professor who we had no relationship with, but then I'm thinking of other like marketing professors I've had along the way that I'm like, they have been so integral and like they share my LinkedIn posts and like, you know what I mean? So absolutely. I feel like it is what you make of it.
And I did the sales competition recently and that was so beneficial. Highly recommend doing it if they have it at your school and you're interested in that. Yeah.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors, and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of Limón y Sal. Modelo Chelada, bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So let's talk about staying fresh. This isn't just relevant in the summer. This is something that we deal with all through life. And we want to make sure that we're staying fresh with a good deodorant that's doing something positive for our bodies as well as keeping us fresh, okay? So let's talk about Native deodorant. Basically, you guys, this is safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day. They create products with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. They have over 9,000 five-star reviews from their customers. This is the natural deodorant that I use, and I think the key point here is just that it works. I made the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant, and I was nervous that I would have to sacrifice on product performance, but that is absolutely not true. I actually love it. I love the scent. You guys, I have the coconut and vanilla scent, which I know is their most popular, but they also have lavender and rose, cucumber mint. I also really like the eucalyptus and mint. Like I said, they have a bunch of five-star reviews, and they've been featured in a bunch of publications. They also have like less, but just more ingredients that you can actually pronounce and read. Their formula has these simple ingredients that you can understand, so you actually know what's going into your deodorant. Native is aluminum free, safe, and effective, which is nice. Deodorant is something that you're using on your body every single day, and I feel like people don't really think about what's in it and what's going into their body, and this is something that you should definitely be considering. So yeah, they have a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women, and they also release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year, which is great. And there's no risk to try because they have free returns and exchanges in the US. Like I said, you guys, I find this stuff totally effective, and I actually really like it. It's a very feminine scent, the one that I have with the coconut and vanilla. And if you guys want to check it out, you definitely should. For 20% off your first purchase, you can visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code GALSONTHEGO20 at checkout. Once again, for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use that promo code GALSONTHEGO20 during checkout. Let us know what you guys think of it. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is because we get a lot of messages of people who are in college and they're like not thriving, quote unquote, as if they like how they pictured that they would be. And I think that's something that we both kind of went through at different periods of college. Definitely. So I kind of just wanted to talk about like how you got through it and like a little more on that.
I'd say mine was freshman year and I hated going to school. Like looking back, I think I was like very sad with my life because I slept all the time. My room was always dark.
You had it. I will say the roommate didn't help either, though.
Like, my freshman year roommate, but we just slept a lot. And our room was dark and it was messy.
Yes.
And wasn't a good vibe. I hung out in everyone else's room but my own.
It's all about your environment. Like, it really is. Because if you're in an environment where your roommate, not that it's like, you can make a change, obviously, but if your roommate's sleeping all day with the blind shut, like, you're going to want to just crawl into bed and do the same thing. Versus if your roommate's waking up at 7 a.m. and going working out, like, you're going to want to do that.
Yeah. I think that's a big thing. And it's also who you, like, surround yourself with, which really helped me. And you have to – what I didn't understand in freshman year and when I was going through this hard time is you have to put yourself out there and really, like, join new stuff. As uncomfortable as it is, you have to, like – be active in your community, as weird as it sounds.
Yeah, sorority stuff. Like,
yeah.
Because Mariah, on like, campus, oh my stuff. God. How you used to, like, literally just not come to chapter.
Oh.
Can we talk about it? Like,
and then I didn't even, I was like, oh, I never want to be on council. And then I went through Rush the first year. It changed my life. And I was like, this is so fun. Yeah. But I'm one of the few that thinks that.
But everybody has their own thing, though. And I feel like it just took you getting involved. I remember, like, when you were going to do council, people were like, Mariah doesn't even come to chapter. Like,
how can you be on council? And then I started being, like, very active, and that's when I really started thriving, I'd say. And now, just being on campus all day, I literally leave at 9 a.m.
and you just checked your watch. There's nothing there. Watch, wrist.
I do that in interviews, too. I'm like, oh, we have enough time. And then I'm like, I'm not wearing
a watch. Oh, it looks like we have enough time. Nothing there.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I would say similarly. I went through my rough time sophomore year, and I think it was just changing my environment. Like, I was so fortunate that I, like, had the opportunity to make, like, a drastic change, and I just decided to study abroad instead, which obviously I know not everybody has that.
That was the best decision I think you've ever made.
Yeah, I think so, too. Thanks, Mariah.
Bert came back, and, like, not a changed person because you weren't completely different, but you were, like, more fun and, like, more chill and just...
for the better.
It helped your overall state of mind, I think.
Yeah. And I don't think it has to be as dramatic as that, per se.
But even making small changes, like deciding to make your bed every day or, you know.
Just to be a better person every day. I mean, I hate to be like, oh, working out. Because, like, I go through months where I don't work out, but I'm a much happier person when I'm working out.
I need to get back on it. I'm, like, feeling really down about myself, and I need to start working out. Stop. No, just with my physical body, not my... I'm thriving in every
I know. It's always, like, it is like that pyramid, though. Like, pick one.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. Because it's, like, when it's always, like, when you're thriving in your personal life that, like, you're not working out. It always is like that.
I'd say I'm not even thriving in my personal life. I'd say it's more, like...
Work stuff, yeah.
Work.
Work. Well, whatever it is, like, businessy stuff. Yeah. So how do you feel about... We just kind of were talking about this, like, graduation and stuff. Because we were looking at a calendar, and I was like... Wait, you don't have, not to be like scary, but like there's not much.
There's not much time.
Not much time.
You can say it out loud. Yeah. It's a little intimidating. I think, I mean, you were the same way. You didn't know where you were going to be.
Yeah, until like a month before.
So I'm still deciding and I'm a month out now and I still don't know
because
I'm still waiting. But I have options. My parents are like, just wait, you know, play the field.
If I could give you any advice, I would say that because I rushed.
See what you can do. Yeah, because opportunities, a lot of opportunities have come up in the past few weeks.
Do you feel like, my parents asked me this too about you, do you feel like graduating in December allowed you to have more opportunities than, like, if you did May because less people are graduating?
It's different. It's definitely different. Some companies don't even offer anything in December, and then some companies have extremely great benefits for December grads. Also, the competition is less, and I feel like I wasn't ready to graduate in May.
Yeah.
I feel like now I'm ready to graduate because I've seen all my friends and I'm ready to like actually make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've seen people do it. I think you need it, not like in a bad way, but I think it was good for you to do that extra
and
semester.
And I'm younger than all.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Mariah just turned 22.
Just turned 22. Not just. August 18th is my birthday.
But.
Leo season.
Leo season. Love a good Leo. So I think you're doing good though. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I see the growth.
Thriving.
Do you want to talk about like what it's been like? So Mariah's like still in Athens, obviously, and like not all, but I would say vast majority.
I have six friends.
Vast majority of our friends and like all of our, I guess Alicia's still there, but
it's most, definitely different.
Everybody left. So like, what has that been like in terms of like, have you had to put yourself out there in other ways? I know you said.
I am active on campus a lot, so that's nice. Because I'm on campus all day, and all my friends are busy too, because they're all accounting majors, pharmacy school. Like, our friend Emily, like, works all the time.
Yeah, she does.
So, I see them on the weekends, and I don't see them during the weeks, but I guess that's how my life is about to be too.
Yeah. That's how life goes. I feel like if you're in Atlanta or like Charlotte or like a major city that a lot of our friends are in, like you're good. But what do you think of Boston? Let's hear overall concluding thoughts.
It's cold.
It wasn't even that cold.
I know.
What is it right now? We were walking around last night. I mean, you had a light jacket on, but I was like comfortable. It's 60 right now, Mariah.
I know.
Oh, I'm just kidding. It's 50.
Okay. The wind though. The wind is different here. I don't know what it is. It's like hurricane.
It's been
winds.
Very windy when we were getting like in my car and it was
and I'm, like falling over because the wind is blowing so hard, but it's cool. I really liked the city. What I saw yesterday, obviously the shopping is appealing and whatnot.
We went to Newbury and got some sushi. Well, we went to the Georgia Bar and then walked. It's called Cleary's. If you guys are in town during a Georgia game, they said that was the most lit it's ever been. But the bar itself is a cool bar.
But it was a huge game. I mean, we were number 8. Florida was number 6.
It was a big win for us.
And there were Boston locals here in Georgia jerseys, like cheering on the dogs.
Yeah,
like getting heated about it more than me and Brooke were.
I know. We were like sitting there watching, like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
Pretty insane.
I went up to him. I was like, where are you from? Because I know you're not
from the accent, too. He was like,
oh, I'm from Boston. I'm a huge Georgia fan, though. And I was like, what?
So, well, I mean, we'll take all the support we can get. Come on. It was fun, though. So if you guys are ever in town for the game, go there. Or just, it's a cool bar in general. And it's right in Back Bay. So it's like, we walked just a few streets up, a few blocks up to Newbury and then got dinner. What do you think of my friends? Just as a overall...
I like
them. As a spectrum.
They're good people.
Yeah. They are.
But I didn't spend like that much time with them.
No, but just in like the small conversations you've had with like.
I think the most awkward part is telling people I am a fifth year.
Oh my gosh, it's not even that big of a deal.
I just feel uncomfortable saying it, but like it really is for the best.
Yeah. Why is that all? And it's like you're about to be done. You have like a plan for your life. Like, you know what I mean?
There's a stigma at Georgia, at least, because 90% of the people graduate in 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
But my circumstance is different. Like, I chose a minor. I'm finishing my minor.
You needed to like figure out what you wanted to do in general.
I had no idea.
I don't think that there's any rush. Like, I always have been like, rush to get a job, rush to graduate. Like, there's no freaking rush.
We're young.
We are so young. In the scheme of life, like, I meet people that are, like, have multiple years on us, or, like, people that have grad degrees that, like, got the same job that I had. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really am young for my age.
Well, so that's the biggest thing I learned abroad.
You have to talk about that after, too, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'll share my experience.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing I learned abroad, because people in the Netherlands, so I studied in Amsterdam. I didn't study. I worked. They were like, oh, you're going to go back, graduate, and go into the real world? And they're like, you're 22. What?
Yeah.
So they don't start working full-time jobs until they're 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and that's even pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of study. They take a year off and work, figure out what they want to do, so that when they're ready to actually start a full-time job, they know what they want.
It's so true. Yeah, they take things very slow. I feel like they live at home for a while and, like, figure things out. And like,
it's just an overall more relaxed
place,
I think.
It is.
Especially education-wise. Because I feel like Georgia, at least, it's so competitive and so, like, you know, pushes you to be your best. But it's also, I wouldn't say, like, cutthroat, but...
It's like, who got the best job offer?
Yeah.
And, like, oh, she didn't get it. They got it. Like, yeah, it could be a little bit like that. I could see that.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Let's talk about periods. Why aren't we more open about periods? 50% of the world's population has a period, so how come we still aren't super comfortable talking about them? Let's talk about Thinx. Thinx is period-proof underwear that absorbs your flow, and you guys, they really work. So basically, your period goes in, there's no leaks, and you come out staying fresh, dry, comfortable throughout your cycle. I really like these to back up what I'm already using. I use tampons personally, but they can back up whatever you use, tampons, pads, cups, or even replace them, because they look and feel just like an everyday pair of underwear. I feel like when you say period-proof underwear, you're like, okay, these are going to be like thick, and they are not, you guys. They feel just like the normal thing, but they really work. And I love that they're washable and reusable, so you can feel good about switching to a more sustainable period too. And also, Thinx is on a mission to empower everybody with innovative solutions and social change. Every purchase gives back to their Give Rise program, where they're fighting to give better access to puberty education, menstrual equality, and more. I just love everything that Thinx is doing, you guys. Definitely worth a try. Danielle and I heard about the hype before we started working with them, and we were so excited to have them as a partner. And I've been like gassing them up to all of my friends, telling all my friends to try Thinx, because they truly work. Like I said, love them as a backup. So to learn more about Thinx underwear that absorbs your period, visit periodbetter.com and use our special code GALSONTHEGO to get $10 off your first pair. Once again, to learn more about Thinx underwear that absorbs your period, visit periodbetter.com and use our code GALSONTHEGO to get $10 off your first pair.
So this past summer, Mariah went to Amsterdam. Do you want to talk about
it? I went to Amsterdam for the whole summer. It was a great experience. I worked for a sustainable bamboo toothbrush company. It's called The Bamboo Brush Society. Follow them on Instagram. They post great content. I still use their toothbrushes. So
yeah, she has it. It's in like a cute little traveling case.
Yeah, I really like it. And it was a great company to work for. Shout out Roger. And a great experience. It was my first time really going abroad for an extended period of time without, I didn't know anyone, so.
You did it through a program, though. Do you want to say the name of it?
SageCore. I did it with a third-party program that connects students with these startups, and you basically work the entire summer.
And it was, would you recommend, like, that program?
Absolutely.
And everything? Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
It connects you with roommates, you're with other students. I was the only one from Georgia, the only one from the South, too, so they gave me funny nicknames, but it was great.
At least you're with other people, like,
and
other Americans. It makes going over there easy. Like, while it's cool to like immerse yourself completely in culture, like, at least it bridges the gap.
It's somewhat an adjustment. It definitely is.
And you were there for like a few months, right?
2.5 months.
Yeah. Oh my God, Mariah would like FaceTime me. She's like, I'm about to get on my bike. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was so nice. I would like FaceTime you in the middle of the...
Oh, because our times were different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would be like in the canals.
Oh, yeah. After you were like, work. I think I'm going to go to the grocery store. And like shows me the canals.
Albert
yeah.
Heijn. I miss it.
Really?
Yeah.
We should do like a big Europe trip. I'm so down.
Oh, I'm so down. I really... There are some places I want to hit. I want to go to Berlin.
Ooh. I've never been there. I've been to Munich.
Spain. I want to do Austria. Yeah. All of Italy. I want to do that. But those are two separate trips. In
yeah, they are. Spain, I would love to do.
You know, Spain fun. Together?
Yeah. We should.
Oh,
a lot of people asked about... how we knew our friendship was genuine, which I think is actually another like common question of college people. Cause it's like, you meet all these friends and there's another rush to make friends really quickly.
Absolutely.
And then you kind of weed out. I feel like the, not even like the fake, but the ones that are there for you per se.
I'd say it took a while. Cause I mean, I'm not the most like upfront. Once you get to know me, I'm very upfront, but in terms of like, communicating and making plans.
Yeah.
Is way ahead of me in that sense. I'm still growing in that area, but it definitely took a while. We lived on the same hall and I would go, well, it also takes a while to get to know somebody completely anyway.
Yeah, it does.
Like you can't learn everything about a person in their different sides in 2 months, 5 months.
No,
a year.
Yeah. I would say it took us like, but we knew that we were real. Like, I remember freshman year when we were still there for finals and, like, we were hanging out and stuff.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
I feel like I knew it was real then, but at the same time, it was just a really weird period because then we were dealing with, like, rooming plans for the next year. And, like, that really set me up for failure because I was in, like, this big rush to, like, live in the sorority house. And, like, I didn't really have, like, good roommates set up. And then... I didn't want to live. I feel like you guys offered. You and Maddie were like, you can live with us in this apartment if you want to, like, not live in the house. And I was like, no, I want to live in the house. Like, why?
Because it's the thing to do.
It is the thing to do.
Neither of us made it in the house because my grades were bad first semester freshman year.
Maddie's weren't even bad, though. That was weird. It was, like, a weird process.
Got to be balanced.
Yeah.
Because she was so involved in school. But she did well.
Yeah, so to get into, like, the sorority house, I mean, they do a different, like, points-based system every year, but it's, like, involvement with the sorority and on campus weighed with your GPA. So, like, people who had really bad GPAs but, like, went to everything for Katie, like, got in the house and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I really was just, like, so infatuated with living there. I was like, I really just want to live there. Because I just think I wanted to be like, oh, I live in my sorority house. Like, it was so like that. But I literally spent all of my days at your house anyways.
Yeah, Brooke would beg us to come pick her up before class, even though it was like
so
high-key out of the way.
So out of the way.
But I think how to keep the friendship genuine. I'm very honest with Brooke.
No, not even keeping it. How did we realize it was genuine? I feel like with us, it was just time. And then like we went through, you go through like stuff. Like
life happens.
Yeah. Freshman year, we went through a lot together. I feel like we knew we were, like, besties for the resties by, like, middle of second semester freshman year. When we did spring break and stuff, mm-hmm. for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it was me, Mariah, and Maddie, like, in a room for spring break. That was a weird time.
That was so weird.
So weird.
The best time I never want to have again, ever. It wasn't even that much fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
I take that back.
It was fun, but we don't need to ever repeat that sort of experience.
We really don't even need to talk about it.
Yeah, no. We won't talk about it.
Oh, that's funny.
How to keep the friendship genuine. I feel like that's just like being open with your friends.
How to maintain a friendship.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Brooke and I communicate a lot.
A lot. In the beginning, we didn't really as much, but you were in Amsterdam, I feel like. And like it was kind of broken, like texting, like, hey, can you talk today? Like, but now that we're obviously same time zone, same. But I also know Mariah's schedule. Like, I can like get a gauge, like if you're on campus or not. And then.
Yeah. And now. Brooke randomly FaceTimes me in the middle of the day, which is funny.
Yeah, because I have something to say, and I'm like, oh, I'll just, like, it's easier. I'm a much bigger, like, caller than texter anyways. So
yeah,
always
you always
been.
Have been.
Because I feel oh like if something would take an exchange of, like, 6 texts or, like, 1 phone call, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But now I'm getting better about it. And now I don't really sit on the couch and hang with anyone
anymore.
We used
to do that. That was like, I mean, good and for bad.
Sometimes it was too much.
And it was days on end. When we started watching Thrones.
No, let's just, Brooke, I would come home from class to the middle of the day, like 2 p.m., daylight outside, beautiful day. Brooke has all the blinds shut.
Maddie and me. This is Maddie and me.
It wasn't just Brooke. Yeah. It was Brooke and Maddie. They would be sitting on the couch, all the blinds shut, all the lights off, just binge watching Thrones.
Because we were like, we need to catch up before the new season.
But we finished so fast.
We did. And then we had so much time left. Oh, that was fun. That was a fun like little time. That was like March, April.
I know. And I would open the blinds and I'd be like, guys, it's the middle of the day. You're making me sad.
I would, like cancel Orange Theory. I'd be like, binging Thrones, canceling. Like,
yeah. So that was funny.
That kind of vibe. That's funny. Yeah. That was a good period of time. I do miss that, too. People ask me if I get lonely living alone. Like, Mariah, well, we got creeped out last night.
Oh, my gosh. We got the biggest case of the spooks.
Yeah. That was... Because I swear that I heard someone sneeze in here. Yeah. Did you not hear that?
No.
I heard, like, I always swear that I, like, hear human interactions in here, like, but I don't hear other people talking. Have you even heard through my walls? I barely do.
No.
Yeah. And we had, like, a pretty reasonably sized party with, like, loud music and, like, no one says anything.
They must be a pretty sturdy apartment building. You could hear somebody, like, cough in the mark.
Yeah, yeah. You could.
Maddie could hear me brush my teeth every morning.
Yeah, like running the water. Literally.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what we lived in the Mark our junior year. The first year was built. it was like unfinished.
It was very fun, great environment. Yeah. But I don't know. The parking situation was also unfortunate, but you could walk downtown, which was into campus, which was the biggest
and we barely even walked. We would like Uber. We're so lazy. Holy crap.
You would Uber. I would walk.
I needed to walk more. Now that I live somewhere where it's like actually gonna be cold, it makes me like regretful of the times that I didn't like walk and take advantage of like nicer weather and stuff. Because honestly, even in the middle of winter, you could walk in Georgia because it's not even that cold.
But like,
if you're bundled up,
to me, it's I'm like freezing. Yeah. I'm in my big ski coat walking around. Just kidding. I don't wear my ski coat on campus.
Is that what you miss about college? People ask what we miss about college.
I miss having my friends there.
Yeah.
I miss the couch hangs. I miss the nights in and the nights out with everyone.
I know. I miss like being around like everybody that I knew, because it's always now like I love my friends here, but it's always meeting new people and stuff versus it was just comfortable like with the people that you knew.
But I'd say in both ways, you're in a new city and I'm sitting at home, but we're both forced to get out of our comfort zone. I'm still forced to go and meet new people, you know?
Yeah.
And I just met two of the roommates I'm living with this year, like at the beginning of the semester.
Yeah, so, that's a big move.
You know, and that also living with somebody, you learn a lot about them.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss our friends, and it's just sad knowing that it will never... I mean, we'll do reunion trips and stuff, and, like, when we went back to Georgia that last time, like, everybody was there pretty much, but it will never be, like, a couch hang. Like, that's so sad.
I know.
Ooh, people asked tips for being a good housemate and how to deal with, like, roommate issues as they arise, which I think is a really good topic.
I'd say it's, like, in my personality, though, to be, like, one somewhat confrontational. Like... if you're annoyed that somebody's not doing the dishes, you know, you can be subtle about it. Just be like, hey, can we do the dishes? Like, can we clean up together sometime this afternoon? Don't be like, you need to do the dishes.
Yeah, well, then that just is, like, bitchy. And like,
You know, just do your part, I think, is the biggest thing. And being conscious of how other people feel. I also, like, read way too into how other people respond to me, you know? So I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're so annoyed with me. Like,
yeah, I do
that
too.
Let me clean up, like... you know.
Yeah. It is all doing... I mean, I'm sitting here like, I didn't really do my part, but like...
but I'm terrible. I'm great with dishes and great cleaning the kitchen. I'm terrible with laundry. I leave my clothes in the dryer for like days.
I'd be like, whose clothes are these? Mariah was like, oh, I did my laundry a week ago. Like...
so that's definitely something I have to be cautious about, living with new people that don't know me and are too scared to say something because they think I might get mad, but... you know.
I feel like it is all upfront. We had a really good situation our year because it was like we were all friends. But there's obviously like if little things annoy you, don't let them build up. I feel like is the biggest tip. And it's awkward.
It's also you have to take time for yourself because the second you start spending too much time with somebody and they start annoying you, it's like a downhill slope from there. Yeah. And so you just
in terms of like roommates and everything or like, yeah. Oh, really?
Like, do you remember when we used to like kind of like beef last year?
Yeah.
It wasn't anything bad.
No.
It was so dumb. But me and Brooke spent a lot of time together.
I know. And we were just getting under each other's nerves. And then
we had classes together. We came home.
Yeah, it was a lot. I think, yeah. I feel like everything in balance. You have to.
Yeah, moderation. But now we communicate like arguably more.
I feel like that. Cheesy saying like distance makes the heart grow fonder is honestly true for a lot of relationships.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm much healthier relationship with my mom specifically. I know when we're like at a distance, like I love my mom so much, but like when we are at a distance, it is just so much better. Like we communicate so healthfully because it's hard when you're in each other's space, you get in each other's business. I'm like,
yeah. And then it's like the people you love most, you also like, they push your buttons.
Oh, yeah. I love being around my family. I shouldn't say it like that. I just mean that, like, if I go 2 months without seeing my parents, then when I see them, it makes it more special. Like, oh. I feel like for this, for I saw you, like, September, but
that was, like, a weird. We also FaceTime, like, almost every day. Every two days, at least.
There's so many instances this weekend where, like, things will come up and Mariah will be like, oh, yeah, I already knew about that. But I like that. I want our friendship to be that we keep up and it's not like, oh, you didn't tell me that so-and-so happened. Like, if something exciting happens in my life, I want to tell you.
Like, I didn't tell Brooke that my family's planning a ski trip. And she was like, you didn't tell me that. I was like, it's not set in stone.
I was like, when are you going? Like, where?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we do keep each other in the loop for, like, all that stuff, I feel like.
Definitely.
I feel like I just know if you plan trips. Like.
Yeah.
Guys, my nose is so runny right now. Like, I'm, like, getting ill. Like, I feel so disgusting.
But when Brooke blows her nose, she, like, softly blows it.
I, like, feel like I have to get a tissue right now.
Whereas I'm the complete opposite. So I'm like, Brooke, actually blow your nose. Ew. Put the tissue to use.
Ew.
There you go.
You want to talk about how we just cleaned up? That was...
Yeah, Brooke's floor at post-party was as bad as a bar in Athens. Sticky.
It was. We did the Swiffer thing, and it was black and thick, like a layer of.
It was bar tar.
Yeah,
there was bar tar in Brooke's apartment.
I'm glad we moved my rug. We were gonna like. I was debating leaving it down or not, and it's like this white, like fluffy rug, and we moved it out of the way.
I have a question for you. Did you furnish your apartment? Did you just pick random pieces? Did you follow a set? Like, how did you do it? Because it's furnished so beautifully.
Wow, you think so?
I think so.
Mariah, gas me up. Okay, so my aunt is really, like, into home decor, so I found on Pinterest inspiration first, and then I got the floor plan of my place, and then we kind of figured out, like, what would fit where.
I think that's the hardest part about moving into somewhere new.
I think the inspiration is key because then you realize that like what you like. So for example, like this lamp, I knew I wanted an arch lamp, if that makes sense, versus like a regular lamp. And it sounds so dumb and like minuscule, but it makes the difference in terms of, or like a plant. I was like, I know I want a plant, but not like any plant, like a white pot, because the white pot is...
Let's just get this straight. This plant is fake.
Yeah, it's from Home Goods.
Yeah. Brooke doesn't do real plants.
I wouldn't be able to take care of that.
That's something I need to get. I love plants, but I mean, I'm just in a weird spot right now. Like, I'm only in my house for 6 months. So, yeah. 4 months, really.
I'm excited to see where you end up. This is going to be exciting.
My dad is, like, so into real estate. He's like, I can't wait to look for stuff for you.
Like, that is fun. Apartment hunting is fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It's very nerve-wracking.
It's an exciting period of life. I feel like post-grad is... It has highs and lows for sure, but in the end, it's, like, it's all good. You realize that, like, it's hard because you don't see your friends, I guess, and it's weird transitioning from school to work, no doubt.
I just don't know how to find a roommate. I need to, like, get on that, but I don't know where I'm going
to
be yet.
Yeah, so you have to wait.
I have to wait. All our friends are trapped into a year lease, so...
Yeah, I guess that's the con of graduating. Like, that's, like, the only con.
Yeah, definitely. A big con, but...
Dealing with all that.
You also know where everyone is currently, so that's also another...
Yeah. I was going to graduate early. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't. I'm so glad I didn't, but yeah, that's another thing. Like, I'm glad that I didn't do that and finished out everything the way that I should have. So now we are about to drive Mariah to the airport. Like, I can't even believe this.
I know.
We barely had time to record this. It's been a crazy weekend.
I arguably should be packing my bag right now and getting ready, but...
Well, we're finishing up.
It won't take that long.
No, I live pretty close to the airport.
Which is nice.
Let's plug it in Google Maps and see how far. I think it's like 15 minutes right now. Boston traffic? Not the best.
People drive weird here.
Yeah.
I mean, Brooke's driving is questionable anyway, but...
I always miss my exit and stuff on the freeway, etc. So, I think that this is going to be the end. This was just a little life catch-up. We wanted to pod while you're here. Yeah.
I get a lot of questions like, how's post-grad? And it's like, I'm not there yet. I'll let you know how it is in the future.
Do you like when people come up to you? Talk about that. When people
If you see me come up to me, it's so funny. I'm usually texting Brooke anyway, and I just like pop in and I'm like, haha, just got noticed again. Like, they're fans.
It's so sweet. They go up to Mariah, they're like, are you Brooke's friend?
It happens all the time on campus. It happened at home one time in Target.
Oh, yeah.
And Brooke was like, are you at Target right now? I was like, yeah, with my mom.
Oh, because someone messaged me then or, like, tweeted at me, like, I think I just saw Brooke's friend Mariah at Target. Yeah.
And, like, my friends think it's so funny because, like, they're like, oh, my gosh, you actually get noticed. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Brooke's big.
Aw. I try.
It's funny.
I know. Follow Mariah on Instagram. I will say she has all the exclusive Halloween content.
Oh, my gosh. My bio right now. What is it?
When we looked up Hannah G and Dylan, and I was like, wait, they're so cute. And Dylan's bio is official Hannah G stan account.
And mine, I changed mine to official Brooke Michio fan account.
And you pronounced my last name right.
First time ever.
Big rooms.
Now it's habit.
Yeah.
I used to say Michio. What did
yeah.
I say? And Brooke's like, it's not my name.
Well, it's just weird when we were growing on, like, year four of friendship, and you were still pronouncing my last name wrong.
Okay, yeah. I have a reading problem.
It's not funny. I'm sorry.
It's not funny because it's actually true, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. Yeah, we're literally 13 minutes from the airport right now. Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. I should have booked a later flight. I'm, like, not smart.
It does make sense, though, that you wanted to get back and stuff. And we planned it with you coming Thursday too, so I feel like it was like if we didn't go out Thursday we would have been fine. It was just like a lot of on the go action. We didn't even have time to like sit on my couch and watch TV.
I know.
Last night you fell asleep in like 2 minutes.
I was so tired.
Yeah. We were trying to watch Sex in the City and
I conk out every time. It's a personality trait.
I was like, you want me to turn this off? You're like, yeah.
Remember that. Oh gosh.
All right, well, it's been fun. Follow Mariah at mhorror.
I respond 32. To random things on Gals on the Go, so
oh, the Facebook group. Yeah,
so if you ever want my opinion, I'll be happy to provide that.
I'll like see that she's like liking stuff. I'll send it to her. I'll be like, you relate. She's up in there.
I respond to stuff. I gave a girl advice. Some really good Amsterdam recommendations.
Oh yeah,
if you're going to Amsterdam anytime soon, I'm happy to share my list.
DM
give specifics questions.
yeah you're very active with replying to like DMs and stuff with people.
Sometimes I just overlook it and forget, and then sometimes I get sugar daddy requests and I'm like not today.
We need to do an update when you decide like where you're living, what job and stuff. I'll update them.
Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm sure I'll update.
You get 100 requests right now.
Oh my gosh, that would be so nice. I'm trying to get to 500.
Oh,
I'm just not that popular right now.
I feel like it's just a number. The
it's
500
hard.
Thing.
It's hard to do. I guess I don't know 500 people. That's a lot.
Yeah, you have to go through like friends of friends to get 500, like, or like
older
parents.
Katie's.
Yeah,
parents.
Parents, friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, love you guys so much, and thanks for coming on, Mariah.
Enjoy your day. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Gals on the Go. If you enjoyed, please be sure to share some feedback with us on our Instagram, on the latest post, or in the Facebook group, which we are always so, so active in, and we love seeing your feedback. Constructive criticism always welcome. You guys know that. And be sure to follow along on our socials. Like I said, at Gals on the Go podcast. You can find me at Brooke Michio. The last name is M-I-C-C-I-O. Danielle is at Danielle Carolyn. And Mariah, who's on this episode, is at M-H-O-R-32. Super simple. And I hope you guys enjoyed. And we will talk to you next Monday with a special edition of The Happening. That's our Monday show now. And then Wednesday is going to always be the regular episode. So we'll talk to you guys Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Bye, guys.
Hey guys, it's Danielle here. I am so excited to be welcoming Hotboxing with Mike Tyson to the Podcast One family. Listen as Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, pours his soul into conversations with fascinating minds, celebrities, and athletes, along with his cosmic millennial sidekick and former NFLer, Eben Britton. Kid Dynamite dives deep into the issues impacting us all today. This podcast will change the way you see the world. So don't miss the Hotboxing with Mike Tyson every week on Apple Podcast and Podcast One.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. New Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.